As the city of Nelson announced a new mask policy in city buildings last week, it didn't take long for some people to protest COVID-19 precautions. A group formed outside of City Hall and along Baker Street with signs, but no masks, questioning the virus, Dr. Bonnie Henry, and the media. Our reporter, Keely Bartlett, spoke to Nelson Mayor John Dooley about the new mask policy and the local reaction.
Yeah, my name is John Dooley. I'm the mayor of the city of Nelson.
Can you tell us a little bit about this new mask policy that the city started last week?
Well, we've been sort of working gradually towards regulations, depending on the information coming out from the provincial health officer, Dr. Bonnie Henry, and the minister, Adrian Dix. And so far, they've been doing a good job in keeping municipalities informed and local governments informed of what their expectations are. And we felt at this particular point in time that one of the areas that they thought was important, that if we felt comfortable with introducing a masking policy, then we had the liberty to go ahead and do that. So the city of Nelson is requiring folks that interact with any of our staff at this point in time or enter any of our buildings to wear a mask. And the same thing applies, of course, to our staff when they're in close proximity to each other. Outside of what we would sort of classify as their bubble, it's really important that they wear masks, and we're advocating for our employees, all of our city facilities, to be masked up. And we'd also like the community to sort of step up and take on a similar approach to COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. And so this new policy comes after the city of Castlegar also announced a recent policy for their buildings as well. So why is this coming out now if we've been living in the pandemic for quite a few months at this point?
Yeah, I think if you look, you'll find that most of the province has sort of rolled out various protocols and stages, depending on the severity of cases in a particular region. We felt that at this point in time, with the so-called second wave happening, not only in British Columbia, but throughout Canada and the rest of the world, that it was appropriate and prudent for us to try and protect our employees and our citizens to the best of our ability as a municipality. And we're really hoping that that will sort of spread throughout the community.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of response have you gotten so far?
Overwhelmingly support we've received. People are more than happy to put on a mask. And I think we're at a point right now where people are more than happy to fall in line and mask up as much as they possibly can, whether it's in our buildings, in our facilities, or our employees, or people in other businesses or areas in our community where there's high traffic volumes. And we're asking that people conform as much as they possibly can and put on a mask as much as you can.
And there have been some protests locally against wearing masks, including one, I believe, outside of City Hall this past Saturday. When I drove by, I saw a small group carrying signs and not wearing masks. So what do you say to those who are resistant to wearing masks in our area?
This is not about you and I. This is about our community. And we want to put our community first. And at this point in time, all the science, all the healthcare professionals that we talk to, government officials, are very clear that one of the easiest ways as an individual that we can protect not only ourselves, but our friends and our relatives, our families, is by wearing a mask. And I think it's really important that people listen to that information, read up on it if you wish. But there'll always be people that'll protest regardless of what it is and argue against it. But they're putting not only themselves at risk based on the information we have, but they're also putting the rest of our community at risk and their friends and relatives.
With winter coming, and we're currently, as you said, in this second wave of this pandemic, we're seeing a rise in these regional cases with 10 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Salmo within the last week. And one of those cases was a person who tested positive after attending the Remembrance Day ceremonies.
That should be a signal to all of us. You know, we've been so fortunate in our area and in interior health in general, throughout the full interior health area for the most part, with exceptions of Kelowna. We've been very fortunate, but that's a signal that you just don't know where this disease is coming from. It just comes at us from all directions, and we think because we've had low numbers that we're immune. We're not immune at all. It's just that's a signal right there that we need to be diligent, constantly diligent around washing our hands, keeping social distancing, keeping ourselves clean, keeping our homes and businesses cleaned and well looked after, and wearing a mask.
And, of course, as the weather is getting colder, what's the plan for those without homes? I know that there was a sanctioned tent city, if you'll call it, earlier this year. What kind of resources can people have access to during this pandemic?
So when the pandemic hit, of course, the provincial government were absolutely excellent to work with. They came forward with funding and resources to help us, you know, get the most needy people into homes to the best of our ability. And that was a coordinated effort with other groups within our community. And our police chief chaired the committee, and our fire chief was involved extensively in the program as well. And we were able to house all but about anywhere from 12 to 20 people that were just were very difficult to house. And so consequently, we set up a tent village, as some people are calling it, or temporary housing, as we like to call it, behind the Civic Center, with access to washrooms, clean water, et cetera, and showers. That group slowly sort of left the community or found better accommodation, but there's still a number of them out there. And most recently, we've come to an agreement with the Salvation Army to have a temporary shelter at the Salvation Army building, where they'll be able to come in there at night and get warm and dry and so forth. So we feel we're in pretty good shape. That's how we feel. You know, people on the street probably feel a lot less comfortable than we do, but we're doing the best we can to house as many people as possible. I just can't stress enough the importance of wearing a mask, washing hands, keeping clean, keeping social distance going forward. We're going into the winter season now, and the other thing that, you know, we actually have a bit of an advantage in the winter. You know, we can get out and take advantage of the beautiful weather we get here. You know, we get our snow, but that's how we live in the Kootenays. And it's an opportunity for us to get out and get some fresh air. And the air in the Kootenays is the freshest in the world, and we might as well take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm. Very well put. Well, thank you for your time today.
Take care.
You as well.
That was our reporter, Keely Bartlett, interviewing Nelson Mayor John Dooley about recent COVID-19 measures that came into effect last week.